Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast brought to you by Gowin Canada, makers of Edge Microactive pre-emergent herbicide.
Agriculture is Saskatchewan, and 620 CKRM is your source for everything ag. Welcome to our newly expanded Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. Here's your host, Jim Smalley.
Filling in for Jim Smalley, I'm Ryan McNally. Welcome to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. It's brought to you by Harvard Western Insurance. We don't judge. Here's another reminder to renew your plates today. Visit harvardwestern.com. And brought to you by Assiniboia Livestock for the most reliable and dependable way to market your livestock. On today's show, we hear from Tim Reed on Canada's Farm Show coming up in June. Exhibitors can now book their spots online. We also have another update from the Yorkton Grain Millers Harvest Showdown this week. Farm weather is in its usual spot at the bottom of the hour.
This is Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. Filling in for Jim, here's Ryan McNally.
This portion of Saskatchewan Agriculture Today brought to you by Johnson's Grain, helping growers contract any type of grain. Call 1-800-324-7778. Applications are being processed and accepted for exhibitors for next year's Canada's Farm Show in Regina. The event was moved completely virtual in 2021 thanks to COVID-19. Regina Exhibition Association Limited President and CEO Tim Reed says Canada's Farm Show is a major event on their calendar.
After missing a show, I think this is remarkable. And the feedback we've had from our exhibitors, from our manufacturers, from our producers, has been we're just looking forward to getting back to more of a normal, what we're accustomed to. For 44 years, we've delivered this show in person, and in 2022, it's great to be getting back to it. It's a critical piece of our economy. It's a critical piece of doing business in Southern Saskatchewan. And we're excited that between June 21st and June 23rd of next year, we'll be back to Canada's Farm Show.
What are some of the benefits of joining the show?
You know, obviously, there's over 35,000 people that generally engage on our campus. And so it gives you an opportunity not only to have incredible visibility with lots of traffic in a short period of time. The nice thing about our show is it's all indoors as well. It's a show that has the ability for you to connect with some of the leading producers, some of the top manufacturers, some of the most important, VC companies that you might need or banking institutions. And so no matter what you want in the agriculture industry, there's an opportunity for you to engage with them across 3 days here in June of every year. And most importantly, having missed last year, even though we did a virtual show, it's just the ability to get back face to face and do business the way that we all know and love and have done for so many years will be a real positive step forward.
I was just about to mention last year the virtual format. What are some of the benefits of having the in-person show as opposed to the virtual event?
I think what we learned from it is we're never going to entirely go away from the virtual event. So in some ways, you will see us continue to have elements that are virtual. So our launch pad stage where our most innovative agriculture advancements and announcements will be happening, we'll still have a component where we broadcast it virtually. And we were able to engage with hundreds of thousands of people because of our virtual component versus 35,000 in person. That being said, our most important guests are those that call Southern Saskatchewan and Western Canada home, and they still want to do business in person. So stepping away from virtual, I think we had some great lessons that we learned. Ultimately, it showed us that we can connect globally, probably faster and almost more effectively than ever before. But at the same time, it's about having 35,000 people come through our buildings. It's about having hundreds of countries represented on site. So virtual is nice, but this is about being able to meet people and reach out and touch equipment.
And this is usually pretty well attended, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, ultimately, we're in a really interesting place because the bulk of the show is almost sold out anyways. Many of our exhibitors who had invested in the 2021 show have made the decision that they'll carry their funds forward because they'd already secured their spot. And so in some ways, we've got some of our strongest early bird sales because people have just renewed their investment from prior years. But you know, with over 900 qualified international buyers from 50 countries, 35,000 people that go through the doors, and really being in a place where there's 253 exhibitors that have rolled over their confirmation to be part of this year's show. I actually think this year's show will probably be bigger than ever before. because we're already three quarters of the way to a sellout and we just went on sale.
And will this event be indoors and outdoors, or there was talk of doing just indoors there for a while as well?
Yeah, there'll always be some displays outdoors, but I think part of what we're trying to manage is, you know, the weather can always be a little bit iffy at that time of year, and for some reason, it seems every time we try to put on Canada's Farm Show, we end up with sideways rain. And so I think what we're going to try to do is we will have displays, but a lot of what we're trying to do is to move everything indoors. We're really fortunate with millions of square feet of indoor space. We should use it. And we think that's one of the things that we have that's unique to other shows is, yeah, we can do some outdoor pieces, but we can host just about all of this show indoors. And that's what we intend to do this year.
That was Real President and CEO Tim Reed. Those interested in registering for exhibitions can visit the link at 620ckrm.com.
You're listening to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. Covering for Jim Smalley, here's Ryan McNally.
This portion is brought to you by Prairie 6-inch Eaves Troughs. An inch makes a big difference. PrairieEavesTroughs.ca. As part of the Grain Millers 32nd Annual Harvest Showdown in Yorkton, an ag appreciation evening was held last night. The guest speaker was Matt Snell, a senior risk manager at StoneX in Chicago. He says there's no magic when it comes to predicting grain and oilseed prices.
Precisely. I mean, I wish I could sit here and say we know where the high of the market is, but the bottom line is we only know what we know, and that's that prices are extremely attractive, risk is at an all-time high, and we should look for ways to protect our profits here.
He says there is a relationship between oil prices and commodity prices.
So we've seen a big rise in crude oil prices over the last couple months, going from $60 per barrel to $80. And as that goes up, you're going to start to see demand for biodiesel, alternative fuel sources, such as that come from things such as canola and bean oil. You're going to see the demand for that go up because as prices of other energies go up, you're going to see alternative energy sources start to get more demand, and that's going to spill over to our canola prices there.
Snell says traders in Chicago are getting concerned about global efforts to put an end to the oil industry.
A little bit. I think everyone's got their role still, and you know, obviously we're all for going green and the future, but at the same time there's a lot of value still in natural gas and crude oil in a lot of these markets, so we're not ignorant to the fact that that's definitely where we're headed, but at the same time there's still a lot of future there for the other energies as well, and the old school energies, I should say.
He's not sure we will see more canola acres seeded next year.
You know, it's actually kind of surprising. You would think so, but I think we'll probably look at something a little more similar to what we saw last year. I think we're going to see a bigger bump in stuff like yellow peas and oats and a lot of these specialty crops where these guys can get active gods on their contracts and get some guaranteed contracts as well. Also, with fertilizer prices being as expensive as they are, oats are extremely attractive to grow right now. So I could see some of those oats and yellow peas getting a few more acres and canola acres kind of being similar. But needless to say, guys will be planting fence post to fence post this year with anything they can because prices are very attractive there.
He says the price of canola oil and soybean oil are linked, and so is palm oil.
And you'll see the palm oil prices have gone up in the same kind of fashion, but just with that biodiesel demand, you really start to see that palm oil demand come up as well, and we've seen prices rise accordingly there.
Snell says we might see an increase in flax acres seeded next spring, considering what it's worth right now.
And that'd be another one, too. You could definitely see some of those acres going to, especially if guys can get contracts that have some sort of act of God and insurance, because you know we unfortunately had a snake bite from over the summer with a lot of guys not having a great crop. And so they're looking for ways they can protect that crop in case they run into similar issues there. So, but yes, I think we could definitely see more of those acres too.
He adds, traders in Chicago watch Western Canada very closely.
You betcha, yeah. So, and obviously what's happening in the Winnipeg Exchange and the Minneapolis Exchange is more so related here. But yeah, I mean, what's happening on the Board of Trade on the bean in the bean pit and the corn pit in the markets there is certainly impacting our bottom line here in Canada. So we have to be very cognizant of all those markets and obviously all the other wheat markets, as those are certainly impacting us big time. And then on top of that, you have your currency and your energy exposures as well, which, you know, obviously all these producers are buying their diesel. They're very much affected by natural gas prices, increasing their fertilizer purchases. So it's very important what's happening in these outside markets as far as the bottom line here in Saskatchewan.
When it comes to farmland values, he's heard of some property in Illinois and Iowa recently selling for $20,000 U.S. an acre. Matt Snell is the senior risk manager at StoneX in Chicago. He was on Wednesday night's guest speaker at the Yorkton Harvest Showdown.
Time now for Real Agriculture with Sean Haney. Brought to you in part by Karst Holdings in Assiniboia and Schlamp's Integra Tire in Grenfell. Your locally owned Integra Tire dealers on The Source, 620 CKRM.
This is your RealAgriculture.com update. Bring the energy of Real Ag Radio to your next customer meeting or conference. From your stage, we'll record an episode in person to inform and provide insight on the latest in agriculture. Sean Haney here with RealAgriculture.com and Real Ag Radio, Rural Radio 147 on Sirius XM. Recently, CAPI announced four distinguished fellows going to be doing some key pieces of research that are needed to be done to support some of CAPI's work. And one of those distinguished fellows is Dr. Susan Wood Boehm, and she joins us right now. Susan, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Thanks for having me, Sean. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, it's great to chat with you. So you're president and CEO of Wood Boehm & Associates. You offer strategic consulting services to industry as well as government in the areas of science-based innovation, research and development investment, and integrated solutions deployment. That sounds absolutely fascinating. Susan, what does that mean?
Well, it is fascinating, actually. We live in an era where technology is seen to be the answer to all questions. And governments often need a little advice on what are good technologies, what are technologies that make financial sense and societal sense. And so from time to time, I'm invited to consult on that.
So with your distinguished fellowship at CAPI, where is your research going to focus?
Well, my research is focusing on sustainability. And of course, this tied very closely to the climate change file. So from a perspective of what I'm actually going to be doing at CAPI, there will be a series of projects that look at sustainability on the agriculture file. Certainly the easy part for me is the hardcore science, because that's my background. So I'll be looking at what kinds of management practices we can use to address climate change emissions, and to reduce those emissions and to enhance perhaps carbon sequestration, for example. So that part is the physical science part. There will also be a section on looking at what incents people to undertake changes, because agriculture is notorious for having a fairly thin profit margin. And so making changes it comes with a little bit of risk, financial risk, and we need to de-risk that by understanding what that looks like. And then finally, we'll talk about what it might do in terms of trade and Canada's position in global trade in the agri-food sector.
So we've been hearing a lot about climate change as of late. It didn't come up in the election as much as I maybe thought it would, as some of the previous elections. We've been hearing a lot, though, this week regarding COP26, and we'll get to that in a second, but as some of our farmer audience that is listening to our discussion, I'm sustainable. Like this farm's been in my ranch, has been in my family for many, many generations. And so is a part of this sort of defining the word sustainability, or at least providing some context around it to really provide solutions and sort of focus the research? Like, I think lots gets lost in this discussion.
Yeah, it's a good point, Sean. The word sustainability means a lot of things to a lot of different people. We tend to use the UN's definition of sustainability, which looks at the physical, societal, and economic aspects, so sort of a three-legged stool, and they need to be in balance in order for something, anything, whether it's an agricultural system or a family, to be able to carry on into the next generation without a loss or degradation of the quality.
Now, internationally, a lot of promises are being made. Is the science straight and set when it comes to how some of these emissions are measured, or is that still kind of up for debate?
I think it's always up for debate, and there's a couple of different reasons. One is because we haven't always measured things, and so in some cases it's a fairly new science and we're still learning about it. And the second is because science is always a little bit of a moving target. Every time you learn how to do something a little better, the outcomes change a bit. So it's not something that's carved in stone.
This has been your Real Agriculture Update. You can find out more about this issue or many others at realagriculture.com.
It's your Agra weather forecast on The Source, 620 CKRM.
The official 620 CKRM farm weather brought to you by Shepherd Realty in Regina, specializing in farm and ranch real estate in Saskatchewan. Call Harry, Justin, or Devin at 352-1866. At Moose Jaw Truck Shop, the number one choice for any diesel engine repair. Drop in, no appointment necessary, or visit moosejawtruckshop.com. Mainly sunny today, the high of 13. Partly cloudy tonight with low plus 4. Mainly cloudy tomorrow with a 30% chance of showers early in the morning, but clearing near noon, a high 14, low plus 1. Saturday, sunshine to the high of 9 and a low of minus 3. Sunday, sunshine to the high of 6 and a low of minus 5. And Monday, sunshine to the high of plus 3, low of minus 6. Mix of sun and cloud for Tuesday, high of plus 3 and a low of minus 3. Normal high for this time of year is plus 2. The normal low is minus 9. Sun rose this morning at 7:55. It will set tonight at 5:30. This hour, Saskatoon is 6 degrees, Weyburn and Estevan both at 11, in Yorkton it's 10, Swift Current at 15. Mostly cloudy in Moose Jaw, the wind southwest at 9, it's 14. Mostly cloudy in Regina, the wind southeast at 17, it's 8 degrees.
Get out to an early start on weed control in next year's canola and lentil crop using Group 3 Edge Microactive from Gowan, Canada this fall. Edge Microactive, maximize yields today and manage resistance for tomorrow. Always read and follow label directions from Gowan, Canada.
You're listening to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. Covering for Jim Smalley, here's Ryan McNally.
This portion of Saskatchewan Agriculture Today brought to you by McDougall Auctioneers. Get fair market value for your assets with an online auction through McDougall Auctioneers, McDougallAuctions.com. And brought to you by Pattison Liquid Systems, experts in liquid fertilizer distribution. Fertilizer's just better when it's wetter. Pattison Liquid Systems, expect the best. A recommendation to hike milk prices this winter might not be sitting well with consumers, but dairy farmers say it's very much needed. Like many other producers, they're feeling the impact of a dry summer and are watching the costs of feed rise, if they can find any at all. Late last week, the Canadian Dairy Commission recommended an 8.4% increase in the farm gate milk prices, works out to about 6 cents per liter. Provincial dairy commissions will vote on the recommendation next month, and consumers will start to notice a rise in milk prices at grocery stores sometime in the new year. Some dairy farmers estimate the price of feed has gone up almost 25% in the past year. Someone who's been openly critical of the CDC's recommendation for an 8.4% hike on farm gate milk prices is Canada's food professor, Dr. Sylvain Charlebois at Dalhousie. He says there needs to be more transparency when the commission makes recommendations like this.
Industrial milk is the most expensive in the world already. And so we need to be careful here because we may actually see again dairy processors go south and buy dairy proteins a quarter of the price. It did happen before. It could happen again. And because they want to remain competitive as much as possible.
Wanted to play devil's advocate for a minute, because I know there was some criticism about, and you said it off the top, that the CDC was not being upfront with why this 8.4 is being recommended right now. I talked to someone with Milk Producers of Canada, and they said, you know, when was the last time, and they used the example of the beef industry saying, you know, our prices are going to go up by 8%, and here's the reason why, and put it in bullet form. So I wanted to get your reaction to that, you know, they have posted, I guess, their reasoning for this increase. You feel that's not enough. Why?
I think you need a broader vision for the industry. And frankly, the decision that the recommendation, last week's recommendation, actually points to how narrow the vision is right now. You have three people running the CDC. All three of them are linked to dairy production. No one is there to think about processing. No one is there to think about consumers or consumer behavior. And no one is there to talk about the food service industry either. If you talk to Restaurants Canada today, I can tell you they're really upset. Because, look at pizzerias. We have probably about 2,000, 3,000 pizzerias in this country, okay? When you run a pizzeria, 50% of your food costs is cheese alone. If you increase that cost by 15%, that's really a big problem for a lot of restaurant operators. So, and they have no say. They have zero say. They have to just absorb. That's it. So there's lots of questions that actually are remain unanswered, I think, with the model we have.
That's Canada's food professor, Dr. Sylvain Charlebois. A request has been made to the CDC for comment on their recommendation.
You're listening to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. Covering for Jim Smalley, here's Ryan McNally.
This segment of Saskatchewan Agriculture Today brought to you by Degelman Industries. Look to Degelman for the most reliable, dependable, engineered, tough equipment on the market. And Arcola Building Supplies, small town lumberyard, big on service, arcolabuildingsupplies.com. Registration's now open for the Saskatchewan Crop Organization's 2022 annual general meetings and market outlook sessions. They'll be held from January 10th to the 14th in conjunction with the Western Canadian Crop Production Show at Prairie Land Park in Saskatoon. Development commissions representing wheat, canola, pulses, barley, oats, flax, canary seed, mustard, winter cereals, and forage seed will all be holding AGMs during that week. Everything was done virtually for the 2021 AGMs due to COVID-19. The process went well, according to Dallas Carpenter with the Saskatchewan Wheat Development Commission. He spoke with Saskatoon reporter Neil Billinger.
We had great attendance and great feedback from people as well. So for a first run, it worked out quite well. That's why we're continuing it this year. Just opens it up to a lot of people who aren't able to travel in and attend, and it allows people to attend the EGM and go and do what they need to do, deliver grain or whatever they need to do on their farm, and just another way to bring people in and people that haven't been able to attend the EGMs in the past.
I'm assuming we're going to be talking normal rules regarding COVID for this as well?
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be the same as, you know, if you go to a restaurant or to a theater, you're going to need to show proof of having both shots, and you're going to need to wear a mask, that kind of thing.
One of the interesting things about these events is the market outlooks, and you'll have a couple of familiar names providing their analysis.
Yeah, just like last year, we're going to have Marlena Borsch in and Chuck Penner as well. Marlena and Chuck are both well-known to producers. Marlena is with Mercantile Consulting and Chuck with Left Field Commodity. So Chuck is going to be doing the market outlook for wheat and for pulse crops on the Monday. And Marlena will be handling the market outlooks for canola, flax, and barley on Tuesday. So they'll be giving their presentations there that they were really well received last year. And they do presentations and reports all year. So people are really familiar with them, and they do a great job of giving an overview of what's happening out there globally and how it's going to impact markets locally, and you know, what producers can expect, and how that's going to impact them.
That was Dallas Carpenter, Communications Manager with the Saskatchewan Wheat Development Commission.
The Market Updates on The Source, 620 CKRM.
Market Update is brought to you by Nelson GM and Assiniboia and Avonlea. With new inventory arriving daily, they'll find a vehicle that fits your agriculture lifestyle. Proudly serving southern Saskatchewan for over 60 years, see Nelson GM today. And Western Ag Professional Agronomy, if you want to make cropping decisions with confidence, visit growmoreprofits.com. Durham was unchanged this morning at $7.0772. Feed barley was up $10 to $3.8364. Canola down $10.10 to $9.6202. Flax unchanged at $1,468.62. Lentils unchanged at $9.86.50. Oats unchanged at $5.36.53. Yellow peas were up $38 to $5.82.89. Feed wheat unchanged $2.61.65. And number one red spring wheat was down $6.86 to $4.44.71.
It's the Livestock Reports on The Source, 620 CKRM.
Livestock quotes are brought to you by the Weyburn Livestock Exchange. Call Weyburn at 842-4574.
Good afternoon. This is Yorkton Heartland Livestock Market Report for the week of November the 3rd. A nice size here, 2450 in the short, 400 cows and bulls, and some regular cattle on the side, a total of 2890 for the day. Cows and bulls selling steady with last week. D1, D2 cows, 59 to 64. Sales at 66, 67. D3 cows, 45 to 55. Cows are averaging 59.50. Good bulls, 90 to $1. Sales to 103, 104. Bulls are averaging 91 cents. On to the pre-sort sale. Yesterday's sale featuring Angus. Here's some highlights on the Angus cattle. 350-pound little steers, 255. 420-pound black steers, 252. 500-pound black steers, 229. Here's 167 black steers weighing 570. They topped out at 209. 118 black steers weighing 640. They topped out at 195. My favorite pen, 710-pound steers, 195. And 780-pound black steers at 190. On to the heifer side, 425-pound heifers, 192. 500-pounders at 175. 560-pound red Angus heifers, 175. And 650-pound heifers at 166. Red cow season is upon us, and our first red cow sale is Friday, November the 26th. Two herd dispersals consigned so far, 150 head booked. And if you're looking for some entertainment, the 32nd annual Harvest Showdown started Wednesday and goes till Saturday. We have the stock dog competition, chore team competition, heavy horse pulls, mini chuck wagon races. Those are always a hit. Commercial cattle sale and bred heifer sale, and the bull riding Friday and Saturday. And if you want to kick up your heels, Friday and Saturday night dancing. That's it for this week at Heartland Yorkton. I'm Harvey Exner. Have a good day.
Now the latest Saskatchewan pork prices.
This is Bill Ofer with the Hams Market Commentary for Thursday, November 4th. Hams sold 6,700 hogs Wednesday, selling a range of 177 to 197 per CKG. Today's sales are expected around 6,750 head, selling in a range of 175 to 203 per CKG. Hams number one sows this week are steady, selling in the range of 54 to 61 cents per pound live weight. Hams cash flow price today is mixed, and forward contract prices open higher this morning. On Wednesday, the Canadian dollar is down 9 basis points, with the daily exchange rate at 1.2417. The Canadian dollar is currently trading 80.30 cents U.S.
That coming up is the Resource Report.
This is the Saskatchewan Resource Report on 620 CKRM. Here's Ryan McNally.
Time now for the Resource Report. It's brought to you by Second Look Online Auction. Visit secondlookonlineauction.com to see what's up for bid. The head of the Canadian Chamber of Commerce says it's irrational for Canada to require fully vaccinated travelers to complete an expensive COVID-19 test before crossing the border. All travelers over the age of 5, regardless of their citizenship or vaccination status, must provide proof of a negative COVID-19 molecular test in order to enter the country. That can cost between $150 to $300, making it prohibitively expensive for many families. Perrin Beattie, president of the business group, says the test requirement does not appear to be based on science and is redundant for fully vaccinated travelers. OPEC and allied oil-producing countries rebuffed pressure from U.S. President Joe Biden to pump significantly more oil and lower gasoline prices for U.S. drivers, deciding today to stick with their plan for cautiously monthly increases, even as prices surge and the global economy is thirsty for fuel. The OPEC Plus alliance, made up of OPEC members led by the Saudis and non-members led by Russia, approved an increase in production of 400,000 barrels per day for the month of December. That's in line with the group's roadmap to add that amount of oil to the market every month into next year. The plan is to open the petroleum taps bit by bit until deep production cuts made during the coronavirus pandemic are restored, even as prices have surged to the 7-year highs. It hasn't gone well with Joe Biden, who has made repeated calls to pump more oil. The U.S. used the Group of 20 summit last weekend in Rome to consult with other oil-consuming countries on how to exert influence over the producing countries and what they might do if the Saudis and Russians continue to hold back. On the markets today, the TSX is up 31 points to 21,296. The Dow is down 101 to 36,056. The oil is down 65 cents to $80.21 U.S. per barrel. And the Canadian dollar is down 43 hundredths of a cent to 80.24 cents U.S. That's the Resource Report. If you missed any segment of the show, tune in to the on-demand Saskatchewan Agriculture Today podcast. It's brought to you by Gowan Canada. Gowan Canada understands the challenges growers face and takes pride in finding effective crop protection solutions. Visit GowanCanada.com to learn more. That's Saskatchewan Agriculture Today.
You've been listening to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today with Jim Smalley on 620 CKRM. If you missed any of today's broadcast, download the podcast now online at 620CKRM.com. Saskatchewan Agriculture Today, now starting after the 12 o'clock news on your voice for everything ag, 620 CKRM.
This podcast brought to you by Gowan Canada, makers of Edge Microactive pre-emergent herbicide.